This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Botanical gardens are hidden jewels. With great luck, our time in Mexico City has coincided with the visits to the city at the same time by the chair of our radio organization, allowing us to discuss all of AMFM's work with 47 communities in filing for low-power FM licenses, and the esteemed attorney for all of our family of organizations, both also not only comrades but great friends, and neither having been to the city either rarely or ever. The top of their list seemed to be going to the pyramids that are nearby the city, all of which made me want to share our great times at Café La Habana over the years with them and everyone else, and now to add botanical gardens to the must-see list for travelers everywhere. In fact, with more honesty, I might have titled this report, Botanical Gardens I've Known and Loved. Our crew visited the Jardín Botánico del Bosque at Chapultepec yesterday with immense pleasure. Chapultepec itself is a great treat, perhaps three times the size of Central Park in New York City, for example, and often called the lungs of Mexico City, where air is often an issue, where your eyes burn for the first couple of days like Denver in the 70s and early 80s. The botanical garden is not that large, but is extremely well organized with a great selection of agave and cactus, as well as a separate orchard and fern house. Inch by inch, it is one of the more well-maintained and peaceful that we've ever visited. The park is home to a great number of museums, which get the most tourist action, including one of the world's best, the Museo Nacional Antropológico, which we have visited multiple times, along with Tamayo, for contemporary art, and another for modern art, all of which means that many overlook the botanical garden, which is a big mistake and would be restorative, if nothing else. But botanical gardens are so much more than places of calm in our usual storms. They are environmental jewels and potential bulwarks against climate change and its local impacts. Looking back, I've touted the botanical museums in Hanoi, Copenhagen, and a surprise find in the Yucatan, the Jardín Botánico Dr. Alfredo Varela Marin and mi compañera's favorite, and the Auckland Botanical Garden in New Zealand, which has to be one of the best in the world. Our family first began this tradition many years ago with a visit to the garden in Amsterdam over an end-of-the-year vacation and found it vibrant even in the cold. Perhaps my favorite ever was the botanical garden in Rio de Janeiro, which we visited on a side trip after the first organizers forum in 2002 and was amazing, featuring palm trees of unimaginable heights. Just this year, we visited the Botanical Garden in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which was impressive for a city that size, and featured what seemed to be a volunteer army, and the garden in Brooklyn, which is certainly world-class as well, where we got a special tour of one section from a family friend and former Fairgrinds barista, which was an unexpected treat. These are quiet and unsung pleasures. There are no big animals walking about, no breathtaking views either. Instead, they are deep introductions to the flora and how it fits into the culture and community. The plants and trees speak a language everyone can understand, and it's important to listen to them carefully and then act accordingly. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.